What must I do to become successful in sales and recruiting? That's the million-dollar question so many have asked, and so few have learned the answer. That's why we'll look at the 21 most important things recruiters want to know for this session. This is one audio you may want to listen to a couple of times because it covers so much ground. If you listen to this segment 6 months from now, you'll be in a different place in your life. And something that is important to you now will not be as important to you then, and vice versa. Here's your chance to learn the secrets. Number one, recruiters must have a thorough, in-depth, and honest understanding of themselves, their behaviors, their values, and their emotional makeup. What does that mean? It means self-knowledge and self-awareness. It's knowing what really excites you. Is it the power and responsibility that comes with promotions? Is it practical thinking? Is it helping someone else grow? What's their value structure? What's their emotional makeup? You see, if you have no anchor to understand who you are, how can you better understand someone else? What do you think the answer is? You can't possibly know. Number two, a successful recruiter's personal competencies include self-management. We found that 95% of all jobs require self-management as one of the top three or four competencies in order for a person to succeed. Flexibility, goal orientation, interpersonal skills, persuasion, and a desire or interest in continual learning. Recruiting is selling and can be broken down into three very specific components: soft skills, hard skills, and selling skills. Competencies in the soft skills area include things like wanting to learn, wanting to have a strong goal direction, having the ability to communicate and listen effectively. Number three are hard skills, which pertains to how to do things, but those skills aren't directly related to recruiting. For example, in recruiting, some hard skills are filling out a school visitation folder correctly, computer skills related to keeping track of your leads and applicants, and then specific hard skills related to recruiting are actions like greeting people, asking open-ended questions, asking feedback questions, goal setting, time management, customer service. And there are other how-to-do-it skills that are related to selling skills. Number four, selling skills include prospecting, trust building, questioning, effective presentation skills, value-added selling skills, finalizing transactions. That's kind of like the hardware that a surgeon has, the ability to use a scalpel, for example. Number five, product knowledge. That's a selling skill, because it's about knowing how to use your knowledge of the Air Force Reserve's opportunities. Your product knowledge needs to focus on extracting from the Air Force Reserve offerings those benefits that are most essential to specific leads and applicants, and then, in turn, applying them to match the person's buying agenda. Product knowledge is not how much you know about the Air Force Reserve, it's your ability to access that information and seamlessly integrate it into the specific situation for which your lead or applicant is going to use the features of the Air Force Reserve. The sixth is an interest in learning. This is critical for recruiters. Recruiters need to learn about their market, the Air Force Reserve's features and benefits, their influencers, their leads and applicants, their competition. They need to learn everything they can. Poor recruiters will fail miserably in a position if they think selling is strictly transactional. They think they can be successful by spouting off a list of benefits offered by the Air Force Reserve and expect the lead to commit to the Air Force Reserve when they've heard something they like. Failing recruiters have no desire to learn anything about the features they're selling, no desire to learn about how to sell more effectively, no desire to learn about the market, no desire to learn about the selling skills required to make things happen. And what happens to them? They're gone. Out of there. Professional athletes who are at the top of their game, either on a team or as individuals, have coaches. If they are the best and are continually working on their game, that reflects an understanding of success that all of us need to tap into and learn something about. Then we must figure out how to apply it. The most successful recruiters are the ones who are constantly in learning mode. They are involved, engaged, and want to learn something new that they don't know. And the ones who are disengaged are usually the ones that are the poor performers. It may sound generalized, but it's usually true. Recruiters who don't feel the need to learn anything new are often self-satisfied. They're not hungry anymore. They don't want to learn anything. The seventh thing that recruiters should know is a very interesting one, emotional maturity. This incorporates an understanding of the importance of balancing empathy with ego and ego drive with customer focus and deferred versus immediate gratification. Typically, people who are emotionally immature have some basic commonalities. They blame everybody else for all of their problems. They're ego-driven, or they're absolutely subservient. They are very rarely in between. They focus primarily on themselves. They're not worried about deferred gratification. They want everything right now. They can't understand why things play out the way they do. They are always blaming circumstances for their failure. Emotional maturity is an absolutely vital component of success for recruiters. Recruiters who can't rebound from difficulty, who absorb everything instead of deflecting it, get into all kinds of trouble. So, emotional maturity is something recruiters have to have, know, or develop. Number 8 is also interesting. The recruiter must enjoy selling or recruiting as a profession, coupled with a commitment to engage in the daily demands that recruiting duty places on them. Recruiting is too hard a job to do if you see it as just a job. You really must engage with what you're doing. You have to want to play the game. Otherwise, you have to be content to be on the sideline. Recruiting is a very demanding, difficult game. You have to have the capacity to handle stress, anxiety, and the other emotional demands that selling places upon its practitioners. The Greatest Salesman in the World, a book written in 1967 with millions and millions of copies sold, continues to be a valuable publication to this day. In the book, one of the concepts covered is scroll number 2. And scroll number 2 says, "I will approach everything and everyone with love in my heart." When you love your profession, and you love what you do, and you love the Air Force Reserve, and you love the people who join it, you create what becomes something akin to a shield. When someone rejects what you and the Air Force Reserve offer, you can say, "That's okay. That's their loss. I can accept it. I'll just move on to someone else." But when you absorb the pain and the disappointment and the frustration, when you absorb that, it becomes something that overwhelms and eats at you. The protection of the shield is lost. Number 9, pure physical stamina. Pure physical stamina allows recruiters to expend the necessary time, energy, and plain hard work that successful professional recruiting demands. There are very, very few things that can compare with the vigor recruiting duty requires of people, like conducting effective school visitations on a regular basis, keeping up with all the paperwork and reports, answering tough questions from your leads and applicants, their spouses, or their parents, negotiating with staff agencies inside and outside your organization, going out and talking to your influencers and fellow reservists, working evenings and weekends, giving an exciting presentation and having people hit you with countless questions, or whatever the case might be. This ties everything together, because with all that's going on to build the product knowledge you have, know yourself, know your own limits, physical and emotional, and then understand how you will react. Becoming a successful recruiter requires a very, very complex formula. Number 10, the capacity to compartmentalize those various areas of their lives that, if not contained, can lead to emotional stress and diffusion. If you take someone who's a real champion, they have the ability to compartmentalize their life's challenges. They don't let one area of failure affect every other area of success. Instead, they compartmentalize the negative thing without internalizing it. Number 11, self-starting capacity, coupled with the ability to recognize the subtle difference between persistence and pushiness. You have to be a self-starter, and then you have to say to yourself, "Okay, when do I move in and contact this lead? When do I hold off on approaching them? How often do I go back and attempt to make contact?" It takes intuitive insight you can develop over time if you are aware enough and say, "I need to be able to judge this. I need to be able to gauge how often and how little I need to stay in contact with this person. I also must accurately estimate the level of involvement I need to have during the recruiting process." Number 12 is an understanding of the type of person you're dealing with and how that person wants to be recruited or sold. This is a very, very often overlooked issue. The question is, are you selling your leads the way they want to be sold, or are you selling them the way you want to sell them something? It's the fatal flaw in selling. You've got to be able to discern between a transactional sale and a relationship sale, between a complex sale and a simple sale, and the ability to determine which strategy is called for at which time. You need to have a sales process and be able to apply that selling system. You must also be able to move in and move out with it as you take a look at each individual lead or applicant. Number 13 is one that many recruiters struggle with, an understanding of the difference between being liked and being trusted. Top recruiters are not approval seekers. Instead, they're trusted career advisors. Top recruiters understand the difference. A trusted career advisor doesn't call on a lead, applicant, or influencer, taking time out of their busy day to simply chit-chat with them or ask them about pictures on their desk or certificates on the wall. A trusted business advisor, a top recruiter, knows people are busy as they themselves are busy. They're eager to exchange hellos and get to the business at hand. On to number 14. A full understanding of the Air Force Reserve mission is necessary. Recruiters need to understand how their organization operates. They need to understand the importance of unit end strength and what it means to combat readiness. Great recruiters know the difference between filling a critical vacancy and overmanning a non-critical career field just to claim an accession credit. They also work with qualified applicants, not the unqualified ones who require multiple waivers to be in position for an enlistment. Number 15, a willingness to study their craft. An uncompromising drive to learn more about human nature, sales, marketplace, and leads and applicants. Sales is psychology. Sales is sociology. Sales is interpersonal skills. Sales is understanding people. It's also understanding what a feedback question is, and what an open-ended question is, and what an assumptive close is. You have to study the craft. There are lots of people who study the pants off their product, but they don't study their craft. When you think about doctors, they don't stop learning after they finished medical school. It's a lifetime of learning. And you certainly wouldn't want to go to a doctor who's been in profession for 30 years, and the last time he cracked open a book was back when he was finishing his exams in medical school. Number 16, no fear of facing the truth. Top recruiters are willing to dissect their sales appointments to discover the things that they did that helped or hindered the sale. They have a strong interest in analyzing their relationships with key influencers and identifying areas where there are problems or difficulties, and they're willing to take action to correct those errors. There's a constant course correction, but the emotional maturity we alluded to earlier allows this recruiter to say, "You know what? I'm not perfect. I should have approached this differently." Someone who is emotionally immature will blame everybody and everything else. Their leads and applicants, their boss, the wing commander, the economy, or whatever the case may be. Face the truth and find out what the problem is. Number 17, a willingness to seek help when needed. That means seeking guidance. That guidance could be a mentor, it could be a coach, it could be a spiritual belief system. It's whatever it is you need to help you, but you have to be willing to seek help. The capacity to ask for assistance from mentors, seasoned recruiting professionals, and others who can help them be more successful is crucial to success. This next one, number 18, may shock you. Knowledge and skill in handling their personal financial affairs. Top recruiters know how to manage their money. They understand the role of fiscal responsibility and living within their means. Listen to this one. They don't spend money that doesn't belong to them. Some recruiters are absolutely marvelous at the art of recruiting, but totally helpless at the art of managing their own lives, particularly as it relates to credit. Too many recruiters have seen an unfortunate end to their military careers because they used their government-issued credit card for unofficial personal purchases. Number 19, honesty and integrity beyond reproach. Effective recruiters never misrepresent anything related to the Air Force Reserve opportunity. That includes leads, applicants, and influencers. The truth of the matter is, you're either honest or you're not. And effective recruiters never misrepresent anything. They tell it exactly like it is. If anything, they'll understate it. That way the applicant is absolutely pleased with what they get. This idea is also about being focused on what your applicant wants to have happen, not what you want to have happen. It's also about building a relationship with the people you recruit. They'll thank you, and they'll refer their friends to you if you demonstrate honesty and integrity. Number 20, mastery of their subconscious programming. Top recruiters know that true mental mastery is the key to their success. Now, listen carefully. Champions don't scoff at the inner game of selling. They know how important it is, but they also know that positive belief or attitude never acts alone for sales success. Instead, it's only part of the mix, yet it's a powerful and essential part of the puzzle. Subconscious programming is absolutely vital. This concept is featured in the book Zero Resistance Selling, written in 1995-1996. This expectation and programming is so critical to sales success that the really high-performing recruiters understand it, know it, do it. It has become second nature. Yet invariably, marginal performers scoff at this idea. They say, oh, that's nothing. You have to know your product. Well, no, that's not it. It's knowing yourself, being in control of yourself, and being able to extract the product knowledge as it relates to the model of sales. It allows you to present that product and then have the greatest expectation of success. The subconscious mind rules the conscious mind, and the subconscious mind cannot determine the difference between a vividly imagined experience and reality. Consequently, what happens is, if you take a look at the really good recruiters, they create in their own minds a scenario of a success quotient, a picture, and what that does is it works itself back through the actions and then expectations. And finally, number 21, knowledge that the sale doesn't end when the applicant agrees to commit. Long-term relationships mean more work, but they also mean more accessions. Don't forget about the people you already recruited, because if you do, you're leaving future opportunities on the table. Winners know the value of referrals, and they also know the cost of prospecting for new business on their own versus the efficiency of using satisfied unit members to bring them new business. It's really the insider secret. Top recruiters know the lifetime value of satisfied unit members and what those people can do for their recruiting efforts. 21 things recruiters want to know. That's quite a lot to consider. Let's briefly review them. 1. A thorough, in-depth understanding of themselves, their behaviors, values, and emotional makeup. 2. Personal competencies that include self-management, flexibility, goal orientation, interpersonal skills, and persuasion. 3. Hard skills related to things like persuasion, time management, goal setting, customer service, and other how-to-do-it kinds of things that surround the sales role. 4. Selling skills that include prospecting, trust building, effective presentation skills, value-added selling, and the skills related to finalizing transactions. 5. Product knowledge, centered on the capacity to extract from their offerings those benefits that are of the greatest value to individual leads and applicants, and then applying them to match the person's emotional and buying agendas. 6. An interest in learning. 7. Emotional maturity. This reflects an understanding of balancing ego and empathy. 8. An enjoyment of recruiting as a profession, with a commitment to engage in the daily demands that recruiting duty places upon them. 9. The pure physical stamina that allows recruiters to expend the necessary time, energy, and hard work that selling requires. 10. The capacity to compartmentalize various areas of their lives. 11. Self-starting capacity, coupled with the ability to recognize the subtle differences between persistence and pushiness. 12. An understanding of the type of lead or applicant with whom they are dealing and how that person wants to be sold. 13. An understanding of the difference between being liked and being trusted. 14. A full understanding of their mission and how their organization operates. 15. Willingness to study their craft. 16. No fear of facing the truth. 17. A willingness to seek help when needed. 18. Knowledge and skill in handling personal financial affairs. 19. Honesty and integrity that is beyond reproach. 20. Positive expectations, belief, and attitude. Mastery of subconscious programming. 21. Knowledge that the sale doesn't end when the applicant agrees to commit. They understand the lifetime worth of a satisfied unit member. These are only 21. We could probably come up with 21 other areas, and you can't master all of these in a week. If you think about what it means to be a recruiting professional in your daily business, you will find you begin to internalize and apply these ideas, and you will achieve a whole new level of success in your recruiting career and life.